Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Like a lot I want to talk about her face because she ain't never been cute. It's just the body.
I mean, all she
strong
had,
ass shoulders.
I said all she had was biceps.
A lot of people.
Beat your dick off.
Oh, whoa. You got too real.
Minority Minds Podcast.
Yeah, and we right, back.
And we're back.
With another episode. And we're back. Of Minority Minds Podcast. What's good, fellas? We got my man Do a Ugly Beast in here. What's the name? Beast the Realtor.
We don't went from DC Invest to Do a Ugly.
DC Invest, all of that. Oh, we gonna then you got me edited in the first 10 seconds of the podcast.
What you mean?
You want me to keep that name in there?
Yeah, Do It Ugly, copy?
Oh, I'm
he don't know.
All right, well.
He don't even know what he said.
Exactly. Anyway, yeah,
this nigga just talking.
We got Godfather up in here.
Oh, I got what you said.
You ain't the Godfather, man. What you talking about?
No, man, what the hell?
You ain't these delayed reactions.
I just realized
this
what
motherfucking
said.
Here. This the motherfucking class to tell the answer 10 minutes after right. It was asked.
Six.
We talking about math.
But now we got Uncle Free in here.
What it do?
And then we got a special guest in the building.
Special Ed. Special Ed guest.
Carlos Miller in the house.
I'm here, copy.
Why you hold the mic up like you the rock? Right.
Special. That's what.
You gotta let people know I'm here, Smart copy.
This we episode got, is sponsored by Millwood.
Giant Wood, oh, copy.
The special funny. Needs program.
Oh. Nah, that's us just chilling. Over here chilling
from the original cast,
yeah. But now we back. What's going on?
What's going on?
We good.
We good.
We good. Everybody's good.
We back. Yeah, we about to get right into it. Copy.
You loaded and ready over there with the notepad. Go ahead. What you got to say, man? What you got to say, Rick?
We're gonna slow roll into it. So, quick question though. How y'all feel about the NBA keep drug testing anybody that have like a good performance?
What? That's racism. That's what it is.
Well, they need to drug test the rules because the rules allow for motherfuckers to score 50 points every other week.
But no, so Ja Morant gets drug tested every time he dunk on somebody.
I mean, he do look kind of crazy, but they got to stop that shit.
He weighs 180 pounds. It's easy to he get should, 180
that's
pounds
why they drug
the
test. Like, hold on, wait a minute. We ain't about to have a Barry Bonds situation where his head start getting bigger than his body.
He going to disguise it with his hair?
Like his jersey getting a little bigger around the neck. Like, what's going on? But they shouldn't do that. I don't think they should do that, but I understand why they are. They trying to
if they was going
points.
I mean,
yeah.
But they've only caught one person.
Who?
LeBron?
DeAndre Ayton.
Oh.
He got caught?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Oh, right.
He had like a crazy like 30 points, 20 rebounds, and like 5 blocks, 8 assists.
And he never
like,
had that game before.
Like, don't even let him off the court. Make him pee right there on the bench.
They do that. They did it. NFL did that for Myles Garrett. He posted a video of him dunking the ball. He got drug tested like literally the next day. So
I remember that one.
That's stupid. I think it's stupid. What you think, B?
He
don't even know what
he don't
yet.
Even know. He just doing
I think it's
it
kinda like. I don't know. I mean, it's whatever, I guess. Like, it is kind of weird though. Like even when after Donovan Mitchell scored like 70, he got drug tested.
They tested him.
70.
Yeah, they tested him the next day.
It's like, dang man, like why don't you just respect the fact that
nobody plays defense?
Yeah, right.
But like,
it's
it is
hard
like
to score 71.
It's been hard because it's like niggas is really scoring like
a lot of points.
Because, regularly, it wasn't well, like back like, in the day when Kobe went crazy. He probably was the only motherfucker in 1 month to score 40 points that many times.
That's true, 50. Man. Let alone 50.
No, he had the 40 point streak too.
50.
But I mean, I get it. But like you said, nobody plays defense,
nah,
so it's easy to score that many points.
Why can't you play defense?
Because the rules dictate that you can't.
And then you allow the travel and carry.
Half court and you shoot 3-pointers from half court almost. You come across the half court and pull up.
Donovan Mitchell ain't shooting from the logo.
He not, but it's no real defense no more. You got a major crossover like Donovan Mitchell.
But he had like 7 threes that game too.
Yeah, I'm about to say he's a streaky shooter.
Yeah, he
so
is.
Once he gets hot,
I get it. I get it.
And then you got John Morant. He getting tested because of the way he dunking that. The way he dunking is getting outrageous. Like he's not a tall guy. He's short.
Yeah, he was 6'2".
I mean, he's 6'2".
About to say, they
6'2". 6'2" is not tall.
That's not taller than the league.
Steph Curry's taller than him.
You know what I'm saying? So he's a real live
flying. He's like 6'2",
6'3", 6'4". I'm just saying, so technically, what, they had Derrick Rose listed at 6'3", but a lot of people say he was like 6'1". He was doing the same thing.
Yes. And I guarantee you they probably was testing the shit out of his ass, too.
I don't think
that's Something ain't right about that special ed dude.
As soon as he got injured, like, nah.
They probably wasn't testing him because he was blowing his knees
out.
Like, he was shorting his knees out like car batteries.
So what are they supposed to do? Just let him be? What if somebody is actually on juice?
I mean, because, I mean, technically the fans don't care, all right? That's what we want to see. When I was watching baseball, I wanted somebody to hit the ball so hard that son of a bitch exploded. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see.
Watch too many Disney movies.
I wanted somebody to bunt the ball and the ball gets stuck in the ground and they can't pull the ball out.
What kind of bunt is that?
A power bunt.
That's ridiculous. I just don't think they should do it at that frequency. But test once in a while, I mean, it's a joke anyway. Yeah.
And I mean, at this point too, sports.
As many athletes I see getting high. Mm-hmm. And don't get caught. Shit.
Oh, they can smoke weed. You just can't do the performance enhancing drugs.
Shit.
But weed is a performance enhancer. Yeah. Look at Matt Barnes. He used to like smoke that before the game, and he got like 10 rebounds. He got 10 rebounds. If he didn't smoke,
Matt
Barnes, he got 5.
Sorry, he played for a bunch of years.
What that mean? Because he was willing to protect the serve.
Hey.
He was committed. Copy?
He was a good teammate. Everybody in the superstar needs good teammates. That don't mean he's sorry.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
You don't need performance enhancing drugs to be a good teammate.
He's talking about role player. That's what he's saying. You're supposed to be a superstar taking some drugs.
Yeah, LeBron.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised.
Did you just say LeBron
is taking drugs? I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron, if it comes out like in 10 years that LeBron was doing steroids his whole career.
How?
I mean, why?
That would be devastating, though.
Why?
Alex Rodriguez was doing steroids.
I mean, why, though? Because he's not getting hurt, or?
He was about to tell you his point.
Sometimes they look clean and they're not. Like, the way he looks, he literally does not look like a basketball player. And he moves faster. That's usually signs of, I'm not saying he's doing it because I don't think he's doing it, but I wouldn't be surprised if the motherfucker come out disgraced.
Yeah. The reason why I know he's not doing it is because he has kids.
What that mean?
Bodybuilder.
Steroids called infertility.
Amon Ross St. Brown's father is a bodybuilder. He did steroids.
But you got to cycle four kids. You got to cycle it on and off.
I'm sure LeBron cycled because he looks small in Miami.
I don't think he's doing steroids.
Though. I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the nigga look like Julius Peppers and run around like Tyreek Hill.
Like that,
Something ain't right.
From birth. You looking at 18 years of age, he was already built that way.
It's that Akron crack.
But then all of a sudden, his son with the same name ain't even 180 pounds.
That's different.
Don't make sense.
The other one's huge, though.
The
son a monster, though.
The other one's huge.
Nah, the other one's better than Bronny.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Y'all ain't been
He's 15.
He's younger.
He's like 6'6".
He taller than him.
He's taller, but he ain't close like him. He ain't shooting better than him.
Bronny got bounced, though.
That's what I just said. He got stupid bounce now.
Man, that shit just came out.
His head, like, at the
crazy bounce.
It's coming. Everybody be having
So is he an NBA
bounce
player?
Bounce insane.
Huh?
So is he an NBA player?
Who, Bronny?
I think so.
He turned into one.
No.
He will be.
Is he Tim Hardaway?
Nah, he going.
Or is he Ja Morant?
He's getting there.
Answer the question.
He's closer to Ja Morant than he is Tim Hardaway.
Yeah, exactly. What he just said.
You say that because...
I'm looking at his
You
game.
Think everybody that can dunk is good at basketball?
No.
He thought Shannon Brown was about to be a beast.
Exactly.
Shannon was a floater. I was just excited about him floating. That's about it.
What's the white boy that played at Arizona?
You talking about Mac?
No,
it's Mac McClain.
Gabe York.
Yeah.
You thought he was good. Where he at? He's somewhere in Lithuania. That was threes in the corner.
He was still a monster. He was floating too.
Yeah, he floating in Lithuania.
But he's gonna get in the league because he's when he's LeBron.
He's been out of college for 5 years.
I'm talking about LeBron's son.
D-Wade's
son.
He
got enough
height.
D-Wade's
son.
D-Wade had
got signed by the Jazz. Oh,
that's a whole different politics right there. First of all, because
D-Wade had to buy the Jazz G League team.
His daughter probably a better basketball player.
I ain't say that.
Oh,
man.
You talking about the biological daughter?
I'm talking about Zaya. Zaya probably way better than him.
He told his real daughter.
Man, so did y'all watch the games this weekend? And do you guys have any opinions of any of the NFL playoff games?
Baltimore should have won. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of these linemen, offensive linemen, doing too much. But it was so I blame the quarterback and the offensive lineman. One, you was nowhere near the goal line, and you jumped and tried to put the ball over.
So how's that the offensive line fault?
Because they held him up. Like the offensive line, you know how like they push the pile and hold people up now to try to keep the play alive. So he jumped, they held him up, and
that's the play, not the offensive line fault. Why his ass stuck the ball out? You knew damn well you supposed to see in that situation. It's different scenarios to running quarterback sneaks. If you're on the goal line, like you right there on the inch line, you do what he did.
Yeah.
If you're behind, you take your ass down low and get what you can.
But that's once he jumped,
the O-line's gonna do what the fuck they coach to do.
Anybody coach to hold the man up like a ballerina?
That's why they practice that shit.
They need to stop.
Everybody else does it. He just happened to be the one quarterback who gets a perfect bounce. Because literally that play would never have. They could have ran that same play 85 straight times, and it will never bounce the way it bounced for the Bengals.
For the Bengals, yeah. Shouldn't have did it though. Stay your whole
ass.
Should
have just gave it
feet.
To Dobbins.
Yeah, it's like the Marshawn Lynch play in the Super Bowl.
That's fair. What else? Anybody else?
I ain't catch the football games because, you know, I don't watch foosball, so I'm good. But I couldn't even watch the MLK games because I was with my family, so couldn't do that. But
dude,
I was watching.
You just ain't watched no sports.
No, I was watching. What was I watching? Like FanDuel. That's what I was watching.
He's FanDueling without seeing what's happening.
Exactly.
What about you, B? All right, you ain't watched no sports either. What about you, Church?
Well, I watched some of the sports, but I didn't watch them full entirely. I wanted to see if that money ching-ching on FanDuel. You see what I'm saying about it? That's about it.
You ain't hit nothing, huh?
Yeah, lost. Unfortunately.
So, is betting making y'all watch more sports?
Yes.
No.
Yes,
so
for me.
How you going? That's an uninformed. You don't deserve to win.
For me.
Guess what? I do win.
Yeah,
so.
You're walking in with no information betting. That's stupid.
That's the same way we go to a gambling spot over there, like the live. You still don't know what you're doing.
Real gamblers fucking watch the shit.
Exactly.
I'm not a real gambler, and I still make money. So what's the difference?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Exactly. You just mad because I'm like, okay, I'm beating the system. Oh, you got to be a real fan to watch the shit.
Nah,
you making money off of that.
No, you got to be informed on what you're doing.
Yeah, like, you're not even you don't bet football.
I don't.
But, I mean, it doesn't make sense to not know what
the
fuck is happening.
I mean, that's a superstition of mine, though. Like, I mean, I watch to be informed to place my bets, but I don't watch the games when I place a bet.
But I do. Like me, I know. Like I watch. I check out podcasts to kind of give me an idea of what I'm about to bet. But I have a pretty good understanding of like the NFL. Like even when I do bet, since I started betting, I'm never really wrong. I might get the point spread wrong, but I usually pick the winning team.
But did you hit?
I don't always bet it though.
See, I don't really do the spread.
But I lose because sometimes, like, the Bengals game, I think the spread was, what, 5-6?
I don't do spreads. I play the money line.
Sometimes the money line ain't going to give you nothing.
But I play money line. More money.
Yeah, you play money line.
Spread gets you the money.
I mean, all of it gets you the money, regardless of what you put your parlay together.
So the money line is more safer.
Exactly.
But
I
the spread is the bigger payout.
You see what I'm saying? The spread is harder, you know what I mean? That can change up in that in the last quarter.
That's why you have to be informed.
But no,
like, it's a lot.
You gotta know, like, honestly, it's like
you
this.
You gotta make sure you
gotta
pick
know
your
who's playing and who's not playing
at the right time.
Yeah,
you gotta be on
like,
it. Like, because
if you're betting the Bills and the Bengals and the fucking quarterback's not playing, you're not gonna bet the spread.
But like that's what I'm saying. Like, if you get it early, like with the spread was real close for the Baltimore Cincinnati game, but then they found out that Lamar wasn't playing, and then they changed it up. But if you put your bet in when it was lower, that's the spread that you get.
Yeah,
because that's when you placed your bet.
Yes, it doesn't move. But I mean, I thought it was a lot of bad coaching because the Jacksonville game in general.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They start off, the Jacksonville Jaguars was coaching bad because why the fuck he still throwing the ball? He done got picked off four times. But then the Chargers, their coaches is terrible anyway. This nigga, you got a 27-7 lead and you only put up, 6 points after that? Or 3 points? It was 3 points. You lost 31-30.
Yeah.
You had 27 points. You rushed out in front. All you really had to do was run the ball. They didn't run the ball. Couldn't complete passes and couldn't stop them on defense. And you got all these all pros. That's just bad coaching. Should have fired the head coach.
I think it's coming. Cause everybody was talking about.
No, they're not. Because he fired the offensive coordinator on Monday.
It could still happen, I think.
They're not.
But just like. Because like they. Because didn't he play. He played Mike Williams and got hurt in like a meaningless last game of the season, like right before the playoffs.
Yeah, it's pretty trash.
Idiot.
All right. That's all for the sports recap, right?
Yep.
Let's wrap it up.
I bet if it was basketball, we'd still be talking. Shut up, bitch.
Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Gotcha.
Go ahead, son. I know you've been waiting to get this off. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean. I made this list, been composing of this list.
Well, you want to explain the list first before you start giving the list?
Well, the list is of fashion trends.
Hold on, wait. Stop caressing the mic, Chris. Hold it. I can hear you.
Damn, man. Nah, man. You got to hold the motherfucker, man. You been to church before. you can't hold the mic.
Exactly. I guess to pass this mic now.
Come on. I know you can hear me.
Yeah, pick up everything.
It's a microphone.
You can't hear me now, right?
I can hear you.
You can't hear me? I got this shit off.
This nigga cutting the mic off in the middle of the pod. Let's see. It's like being on a concert, like, hey, cut my mic off while I'm not singing.
Exactly how you do it.
But, yeah, so. Different fashion trends. I did more. I mean, I guess some stuff is considered fashion as far as like hair and like body piercings and things like that. Tattoos. It was certain things that came and gone with the tattoo game. So it's just a list of all that stuff that I remember.
So what's a red flag? Come on.
What's a red flag?
What's the red flag right now?
What's on top of your list right now?
Yeah.
Well, no, go to red flag first.
The red flag right now would be the Hoochie Daddy shorts.
I mean,
you a hater.
We're not looking for no Hoochie Daddies.
I'm just saying that's a red flag for me. You ask.
We are the Hoochie Daddies.
No, I will never consider myself.
What is a Hoochie Daddy for $500?
This nigga here.
But, nah. But over top of that, it would be the...
Why are you so... Hold, time out. This nigga filthy, man.
He gonna leave you.
He gonna open up the wrap and put it back
this
in the bag.
My man. Rapper, bro.
Keep this in.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Dude, ugly beast over here, the filthy, just eating candy, not putting the wrappers in the trash.
Trash can right here. He could just hand me the wrapper.
It's really not like the trash can really not that close.
He said
guys.
It's not
like,
really a trash can. It's
right. You could literally just hand it to me to put in the trash can. Stop being filthy.
He would make a scene if I just handed it to him.
Like, no, I wouldn't have. I would have been like, all right, cool. Not me reaching in and the motherfucker.
That deserves to be made a scene. Because
it's gross, man.
Can you put this in the trash?
Thank you.
But no. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
But y'all remember the men rompers?
The what?
Men rompers.
Oh, the male rompers.
That was never a thing.
That was a male
people
one piece.
Tried.
That was never a thing, copy?
Not in PG County. Nah. Not in DMV. I saw niggas try. Niggas was like, niggas, even girls were like, he might be gay.
That was the red.
That's what it was.
Y'all asked me Y'all asked me the red flag. Those 26.
I can delete.
How's he even fit?
I said, y'all asked me about red flag. Those were the two red flags.
Oh, man, the Hoochie Daddies and the Rompers.
A romper. Mm-hmm. A romp him, right?
I ain't gonna lie. I was gonna try it, but no, I'm good.
If you would have done it,
see,
that picture would have been. That would have been my cover.
Yeah, I wouldn't be right here with your ass.
I'm gonna pull it out for you guys, see if I can pull it off, but it didn't work.
It didn't work out, you know.
What's the trend for you, B? Or what's the red flag? Because you know you're gonna take about 40 years to explain.
I can't even think of any. Like, I know there have been. I just can't even think of it right now.
He's too busy.
You got any red flags, chilling?
Red flag.
Speaking
that
to the mic.
Speaking
to the mic.
My fault. Let me pull
this nigga is the worst guest ever, man.
Let me pause.
Man, you gotta be
a serious
guest.
And y'all
invited
this man next week.
So, the red flag for me, rumpers was a thing.
Rumpers.
Rump him.
You know, the rump thing. And then you had skinny, super skinny jeans. You know, you had the super, super.
I feel like you had
super.
Them on too,
I
fam.
You had the skinny.
I tried them, but then my balls and D didn't work out together with them. So
balls and D. Balls cussed all day.
My balls and D didn't work out, so I decided to trash them. Then you had the Air Force Ones.
That's what you wear? Oh.
You know, you had your Air Force Ones fat, you know, black Air Force Ones, white Air Force Ones.
Black
it was
Air
crazy.
Force Ones
black
back.
Air Force
Ones.
Black.
Hold on. Terrible.
I look
there's
at
no,
black Air Force Ones.
About Air Force Ones.
No, nah, that's the
whoa,
robbery Force
whoa,
Ones,
whoa,
man.
Whoa,
the black
forces.
Ones.
Oh, I could never have no black Air Force Ones.
What's
never
a red, what's a red flag about it?
Red flag was like, where am I from? First, you would think, where are you from? When you wear some Air Force Ones, you think about where you're from.
Isn't that New York?
That's yeah, exactly. New York. So I couldn't do it. So so that didn't work out for me.
Out.
I couldn't
you
do it.
Wear Air Force Ones?
Yeah, because I didn't
I
know
wear
nobody.
Air Force
he thought he was from the Philippines.
I didn't know nobody. I had the mid-top with the straps.
Oh, yeah, the mid-top. That's
yeah, he
worse.
Had a mid.
That's terrible.
Then you had the low. Then you had the high. And then I didn't accept the black ones at all. You know, the black ones I couldn't accept. I couldn't accept the black high top. High, low, I couldn't work.
Nah,
I remember I was given some of those for free.
I'm about to go rob a bank.
And I gave them to my father. That's how bad it was. I was like, couldn't give it. I can't wear these.
Probably bought them.
He go, Dad.
He's like, Dad, you can have these.
You can have these. You see what I'm saying? He ain't wearing no black Air Force Ones. It's just not in me.
So what else?
You want some black Air Force Ones, Meech?
Nah.
But I oh, you had some white ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I got all types of Air Force Ones. I still
whoa,
wear Air
you
Force
have
ones.
You have multiple different ones, like yeah. colors.
Yes.
Yeah, see, I want an Air Force One type of guy.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
Exactly.
So what about you? Oh, you said rompers?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. We have rubber bands then at my time. In my generation.
Yeah, like he's 75 years
you know
old.
What I mean?
We was all in the same age, man.
Had rubber bands and cut jeans, you feel me? I used to pull up, hey, am I going to cut these jeans or am I not going to cut these jeans?
You still
jeans?
Got
jeans.
You still got cut.
Oh, these are built cut. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
These aren't,
oh, you
I cut them with a pair
yourself.
Of scissors.
Man, I wish my mama would.
These are zippers on the side.
Beat.
You see what I'm saying? They're zippers. They're built in.
So... Yeah, that's still a that's
add
a
that
flag.
To the worst fashion trend now.
No,
haters.
I'm gonna give you the worst fashion trend now.
Haters,
niggas
all
be wearing
is.
Them designer tearaway pants.
Tearaway,
what?
The,
never
the little,
seen.
The, you know what I'm talking about? They got
the basketball shorts. Basketball joints.
No, they're like leather, but they got the buttons on the side all the way down.
What?
Oh yeah,
see
I've it. Seen
them,
those.
Nah, niggas, walk, I
that's
see
before
that
the real leathers came out.
But you know what else is a terrible fashion? The platform shoes.
What
facts?
You mean like the guy? Oh.
No.
Are you talking about the designers? These?
Yeah.
Oh.
The platform shoes.
What else is the worst?
You talking about the Balenciaga joints.
Niggas with
all
purses.
Of
all of
them.
Queens.
Yeah. So, I like the
Balenciaga. Nah. When people were wearing, they were going to the movies and poking the lens out of the 3D, the real 3D glasses.
To wear them as
personality
glasses.
Oh, those are
oh yeah,
so
that was back
stupid.
In the day, man. I remember those. I think I did that.
You did a lot of this questionable shit.
I'm thinking about it right now. I'm like, oh, yeah, I made that happen.
Hold on, you taking shots at me next time, man.
I clearly made that happen.
So... Yeah, that's bad.
I made that happen.
And the Moto jeans.
Oh, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of those.
So much. I'm glad.
That's a whole lie, Craig. I remember you wearing the Moto
jeans. You definitely had the Moto jeans.
I never had those.
That's when you start denying certain things. You know what I mean? I never had those.
Yeah, I'm dirty.
Dirty. You know, that former Mills.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you. We were killing the game back then.
So what else you got on the list, Frio?
I got a lot of things.
You trying to tell me what?
So wait, what bad trend is back? While he's looking at his
baggy jeans. I mean, realistically, none of those came back. But we were, we thought in our minds that we were killing it.
And yeah, when you look, like they starting to come back with like
baggy clothes,
baggy
yeah.
jeans, yeah. And like
big
boot,
shirts,
bootcut jeans.
They trying it.
Oh yeah, never. They got bootcut. Bootcut is always
look, that's a dark time in life. Buying bootcut jeans.
You didn't yeah. have bootcut, you know, back
what
then.
What I want to come back.
What? You had Daisy Dukes,
the Ed Hardy shirts.
Ed Hardy shirts.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm
you
guilty
you want
of that.
To come back?
Yeah, my man Gil had all the eggs.
I think the Ed Hardys need to come back.
And he had the Vans to go with it.
Yeah, that was definitely guilty
of
that.
Ed Hardy shoes.
No, they had Vans.
They had Ed Hardy. I had the whole Ed Hardy fit. I still got a picture of it.
It's the douchebag fit.
And a bandana.
The Ed Hardy.
Hey, bandanas is fire. I still rock bandanas.
The Gucci bandanas or the regular bandanas?
Regular bandanas.
We talking about regular
back
bandanas.
Back then,
man.
Did you have Gucci money back then? I know I did.
You talking about the little checker bandana that you like kind of wrap
around? Oh, you talking about that, the beauty supply.
The Muslim
joints. Yeah, the Muslim joints.
Oh, you talking the beauty supply Gucci.
Them joints was bandana. Them joints was scarves.
Yeah, them was
big. They were just
scarves.
Yeah, they were just tying them around count. Everything. They have tied around their neck, their head.
Cool, though.
Some people was tied around their wrist. Still tied them up with
anyway. I used to have some.
The beauty supply joints.
Shit, I literally used that.
Those joints was tight, man. What was your favorite color? Yeah, like the
we used
black.
To make sure we had them. It was an ankle. Did you remember the ankle?
Uh huh. Hold on.
For the women, the Melissas.
No.
The male shoes?
The who?
The Melissas?
No.
The Reeboks? Clear shoes?
No, you no. talking about the beauty supply yeah, glass joints.
Them clear shoes that had the M on the side with the little toe vents.
He called them Melissas.
That was the name of them. Google them. That was
it
the brand.
It was no Melissas.
That's what the M was for.
They were beauty supply sandals, man.
Nigga, no. They have a brand too.
Oh my God.
Idiot.
They were no
every
off
brand his beauty supply.
He like they made their own in
no yeah
workshop.
So listen,
exactly, they had no name.
The name brand joints was Melissa's.
They had the clear pink.
Yeah, that was
the blue ones.
The name brand joints that the video vixens had was called Melissa's.
No, they had
the
prince,
joints that the people you were dating had
princesses.
On was called
the Melissa's.
They were called princesses back then.
No,
those
that's,
are
Reeboks.
Reeboks.
We
no,
took
he talking
them
about
back.
The clear joints.
Yeah, them beauty supplies. You can't
wait.
Name brand those.
Didn't you date a girl that wore princesses?
Of course.
Them joints was fogged up by like 5 hours.
About, right?
I was classic.
No, I'm talking about
then.
Right.
I can't remember.
I had a class.
Britney.
Oh God,
Brittany wasn't big yet. Let's clear that up, all right? She was on the verge.
But what we gotta get to that I know for a fact that my man Gil was guilty of.
Wearing track shoes?
Nah, the
oh,
blazers
the
with
shoes.
The jeans.
What?
The blazers with
oh.
the jeans.
Yeah,
the button ups with
the
sweaters.
The
Kanye yeah, the Kanye
oh yeah, he was killing it early. He
had a,
you
he
was doing the same
it.
Thing.
Jay-Z had y'all looking stupid. So, yeah, we on our grown man shit.
Nigga
so
got on jeans and a
we outside with sweaters and turtlenecks with Vans. Copy?
This nigga look. This nigga come out there. You dressed like Bishop T.D. Jakes up top.
Hey.
And Michael Jordan on the bottom.
That was Tuesday Bible study, okay?
Jeans used to be so big you could put a pistol in your pocket. Like,
hey, stop being a
you
head.
You
didn't
have to
okay?
tuck the boys in the waist.
You could wear basketball shorts, like real basketball shorts
underneath
your
jeans.
And make a professional.
Hey, that was the fit for the club.
I'm going to tell you a bad trend. Niggas walking around with headbands and wristbands on.
Yeah.
Just to go to a party.
Oh, that Nelly. That's
that
Nelly
that
stuff.
Nelly phase.
And then the two-tone do-rags.
The
two-tone do-rag.
With the
bandana.
I ain't never
or
do
the do-rag.
Do-rag
the do-rag under the fitted.
Oh, yeah. They from New York.
Hey, look.
Oh,
you don't.
That's New York joint.
They ain't
that's
tied
a New York
joint. They just had the strings hanging.
I could never do the New York thing.
Don't forget to fit it to the side with the do-rag.
Oh, yeah.
They do that now.
Killing it.
Not really.
If you're New York.
Remember.
Oh, wait.
Hold on. What's up?
Go ahead, Beast. Go ahead. I know you forget.
They were when they wearing the jerseys backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, FUBU. That's FUBU days.
Nah, that was
Nelly. FUBU days.
I was about to say Nelly and Fab.
That was Fab, Nelly, and then FUBU.
Nah, FUBU was everything Fat Albert. Yeah. FUBU and Fat Farm.
Nah, they had the FUBU Harlem Globetrotter jerseys.
Yeah, that's what we had. Those
I had a pair of jerseys.
If you had one of them Globetrotter jerseys, you was locked in.
Yeah. Had a Marshall.
He was like, oh, how you get one of those? Who's
that nigga? I don't know.
You know, he had it because he had to rep the class of 05.
I was killing everything.
Nah, I wore a FUBU shirt in high school.
What? I did too back in 03.
Yeah, I was killing it. I think it was 04.
03. I got a FUBU hoodie. 03 was going crazy.
Y'all remember the jacket with all the NBA logos?
Plus, they said 05 on the jersey. You already know.
They need to bring that back.
The jacket with all the NBA logos on it?
Yeah, the past jeans.
Man, yeah, that's still in now, though.
The joint I liked was the NASCAR jackets.
Yeah. That's still in, though. That's all New York stuff.
Yeah, I'm ordered from this vintage shop. Nah, it's not leather. It's. That joint heavy as hell. I don't wear it like that because that bitch heavy as fuck.
It's flame retardant.
Yeah, I'm not trying to. I'm not in no situations where I'm about to be cold.
But I want to say, so y'all should have been in the 10th grade when I was in the 9th grade.
I was in 10th. I think you was in
11. I was in 11.
But when people was wearing swim shoes and wrestler shoes.
That's what I just said. I had them high tech.
Swim shoes?
Yeah, high tech, but I had a couple.
Them bitches was comfortable.
I ain't going to fake. I used to slide them jokes on the high tech.
Swim shoes?
Swim shoes.
The high techs, I remember. Yeah. They call high techs.
You take them bitches off. You put them bitches on after football practice, you good.
You don't have the orange and gray jump. You think he faking like he had
them? No, I don't remember these.
He had them. He had them first, too.
And the thing was,
we used to wear them and play basketball and tune their back out.
Yeah.
Them joints was heavy, so like
you they wasn't heavy. They was light. Nah,
if you ever tried, to swim in them bitches, you
oh yeah, they was heavy swimming. But if you was like in real land,
like, walking around, they
was light.
You ass got us some water.
Yeah, they were heavy.
You went straight to the bottom.
Because the bottom of the gums was heavy, bro. Yeah. Like, the gum bottom was heavy.
Thick soles, but nothing on the top.
Yeah, that's some Steam Techs and High Techs. That's what they had back in swim shoes before the little jackets.
What else you got on that list? Cause this...
like, it was some people who were doing it. They was rocking the football cleats. When Jordan started making cleats, that motherfucker was buying the Jordan cleats.
I give you
and
worse.
And taking the cleat off.
I give you worse.
Taking the cleat off. Yeah.
Nike you like, hold on, man. Bottom.
Them is clean.
Yeah. Girls used to wear that shit in school. Well,
said,
I know
what?
One girl that wore that joint in school.
What you
saying? The Nike football cleats, the generic
ones.
Yeah,
they would take
with
the
rubber bottom.
They
couldn't
off.
Take it because there's rubber on the bottom.
They would switch them up. And then they would have the ones with the cleats that they can take the cleat out of.
The detachable joints.
Yeah. And I'd be like, you got on cleats, bro. You don't need play for nobody.
I mean, Gail wore track shoes.
You ain't play for nobody. Yeah, Gail had
nigga wasn't even racing. He's sliding around the whole school building.
Gail had swim shoes on.
No. Have you ever tried on track cleats, track spikes? No,
I never wore the clack.
You have to walk on your heels because the front is where the spikes go, so it's slippery.
That was the same time the girl was lying to us. He couldn't come outside.
No, it was like juniors and seniors.
We were seniors.
Yeah.
He was a girl.
Oh,
young.
Yeah, you're right.
But y'all
no, he wasn't wearing that at that time.
Yes,
I
he wore it senior year.
He was
senior.
Hanging with me. That's
pink
the same
white.
Time with the and slide it through his hands.
Can't say that.
My fault. Oops.
No. Senior year when Gail thought he was a fashion model, had on the destroyed jeans. The button-up pink shirt with the pink and white track
shoes. He did have that shit.
That was killing the game.
With the hat. He had
it
and the sunglasses.
It was
looking like a douchebag.
But,
it was crazy. We was making fashion statements at that time.
The thick strap G-Unit tank top.
Oh. The jail joints.
I ain't
the
never buy those.
Nah, hell
that's
no.
A whole lie. You was at the
court. Top like
you was
years
at the court wearing the black joint.
No, yeah, we was clowning niggas.
It was one guy that we knew about those. It was Tristan that had on the G Unit. He had on the G Unit.
That's what he had on when y'all fought.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I beat him up. It was back in the day, I was beat niggas up back then.
Over a G Unit.
Like something outside of clothes. Uh-huh. Everybody was getting their initials tattooed on their triceps.
With the erasers?
No, like actual tattoos.
Oh.
Like if you
see,
check, it's a lot of people
time.
Right now.
We ain't had no tattoos.
We
tried like, erasers.
Even LeBron,
burn yourself.
Even LeBron James, he got the L and the J on his triceps.
Yeah.
He was one of the first
That's
people.
That's razor jump. L and J is the eraser.
I hope not.
It is. You
that
can
nigga
tell.
Wasn't paying for shit when he was 10 years old.
Yeah, Them erasers was but, horrible.
What about
the belt buckles? Belt buckles.
Oh, you talking about when it got hot? Everybody was doing that. It was like what? Early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, what's the joint?
That's like 2005.
It was Usher's fault.
The off brand fitted cap.
That's when everybody put their shirt in.
Oh my!
They tucked their shirt in their belt.
You ain't even tuck the whole shirt in. You just tucked it behind.
So you can see the belt buckle.
No, no. What's the joint?
That's it. Everything else be out. You see it all this hanging out. You be the original
graphic tees from
a cheap belt topic. Anyways. I seen that belt in Foreman Mills.
The Fallout Boy shirts and the Green Day shirts.
Oh, he talking about the hot vintage bands.
Even further, though.
What was that?
The cartoon character joints. SpongeBob.
Warner Brothers first hit.
The Warner Brothers shirt.
Lot 29.
Make sure you Warner Brother.
Anyway, all the cartoon characters doing hood stuff.
That's the one he was talking about.
Talking about the PG Mall, the Green Belt.
They had a Capital Plaza.
They turned every cartoon down.
You trying to disrespect Dynamics, fool.
They changed them all up. They was all gangsters.
I thought Dynamics was at Green Belt Mall.
So
it was at PG.
When did it start changing fashion?
What do you mean? Like baggy to skinny?
Yeah. Was it when Pharrell started dropping BBC?
That's like
Like 2009.
It was baggy and then like 2009. It was baggy in 2005.
BBC came out.
No, I'm not talking about that.
But I don't think none of that was like real.
You're like talking about like 2010.
Hold on, man. It's too many talking right now.
Hold on. I remember my shirt size from junior year to senior year went down a lot. I went from like a 4X shirt to like an extra large shirt in 1 year.
First of all, you were super skinny and like I've been again.
You didn't hear what I just said.
What are you saying?
The shirt went from 4X to extra large from junior to senior year.
But nah, it was because, you know, the problem was, I want to say it was
because you got bigger.
It was the Atlanta.
The more years we got.
So you got to understand high school weight.
Yeah.
And grown man weight are two different things.
Yeah, that's two different things.
It makes no sense for me to be 185 pounds or 200 pounds and wearing a 4X, and then all of a sudden I'm 225 pounds and wearing an extra large and it fits perfectly.
Well,
that was because of the franchise boys. Like they was wearing the tall tees and all that when white tee came out.
You see what I'm saying? But you got wider at higher years. You see what I'm saying?
Did you just hear what I said, bro?
Oh, so that's what you're saying.
I gained weight, but why the fuck was I wearing? Right. My shirts got smaller as I started putting on weight.
Oh, because they wasn't doing real sizes when we
was doing 4Xs.
Yeah, that's 45, what it was 44 back
jeans, even though you're 180 pounds.
I used to go to Foot Locker because they had the 4 for 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the fuck size they had is the fuck size I bought.
Yeah, that was it. Because you really wasn't going to feel the size that you had.
But they wouldn't even have that much, like, small sizes.
I was like,
you weren't going to have
it. It was always the big body sizes.
So like, no smalls, no extra smalls.
Get this black one in an extra large. Get this white one in a 2X. Get this red one in an extra large. They only got a large in the blue. I fucking like it's just large.
But, nah. So, what had worse fashion? The 90s, the 2000s, or the 2010s?
2000s,
easy.
You sure?
Easy.
They wore leather, like jeans and shirts.
Just look
at
them
out
what
time.
They wore.
Diddy would wear the shit off of the You Can't Hold Me Down video, like out in public.
It's almost like you was from Baltimore at that time. You were wearing so much stuff that was like two or three sizes bigger than
what it was.
What
did they wore in the 90s?
It was baggy,
but it wasn't like baggy.
It looked dirty in the 90s, fam.
Nah.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Nah. You were wearing
Tribe Called Quest. Them niggas looked like they was just fresh off the bus.
Nah, it's Nelly like and them, the 90s
was baggy.
Guys.
2000s was extra baggy.
Yeah, you had Soulja Boy. You had Soulja
Boy.
Charlie Murphy and them.
Charlie Murphy.
Murphy Lee, there it is. At least you know exactly what I'm saying. That Murphy Lee guy.
So the 2010s now into like so they
like
they
2010s is kind of like it's rough because
the transition.
People started wearing the more fitted clothes, but everybody wasn't wearing everything fitted. So it was just like people started wearing smaller shirts before they started wearing skinny jeans. So people definitely had on small shirts with big jeans. And stuff like that. And then it all started to come towards like being fitted. But I want to say it was like Lil Wayne. Once Lil Wayne started like the skateboarding and wearing like a little bit tighter clothes, everybody kind of follow suit.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of right. But, you know, I've always been with the Kanye trend.
I feel like it's either Kanye or Pharrell.
Yeah.
I always go back to them, to what they was dressed like and what mm-hmm. other people started doing after them. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the Vans. Because Vans That's really hit 2008, the pack.
That hit before Kanye.
Vans was like $30 before that song.
That's what was so crazy. Yep. That hit before Pharrell and Kanye.
No, Pharrell been doing it for a long time.
But you got to understand, stories of Kanye, of Nas, I mean, Pharrell is like skateboards always, man. Yeah. So you got to realize, fashion, we're not talking about shoes. We just talking about big size and what you wore.
Yeah.
At that time, around early 2000, you had Kanye wearing big clothes. Pharrell wearing big clothes. You see what I'm saying? And as soon as Pharrell changed.
Their clothes was big, but still smaller than everybody else's.
Yeah.
But you're looking at a little person, though. They all Pharrell little. Ain't that big.
All them little.
No, Pharrell is smaller than most.
Like, how tall is Pharrell? Yes.
Like, Pharrell, what, 5'9"?
5'8". You know what I mean?
He's tiny.
Oh, he's small. Like he's like 5'5", and he's only wearing like
157. I know, but
157 pounds. Know, so but. Let's think about it.
All of them are small, though.
About to say.
But if you are, right, just think about like, a 5'8 guy with big clothes tall, on, you got extra tall large fashion clothes. Icon.
Huh? Like, go
name
back.
A tall fashion icon.
You really, you got Virgil. Virgil
tall.
Was tall.
He's like 6'2", I think.
Virgil's like 6'3", 6'4".
Okay, but he's recent.
No, he wasn't recent. He just wasn't. He like, blew you didn't up. Know
he's
his name.
Literally recent. Like,
you didn't know his 5 years. You didn't know his name. Like, you didn't know his name.
Been out for how long?
Virgil's always been there.
Probably like 7-8 years.
That's recent.
Yeah, but realistically, at the same time as Pharrell, from Pharrell to Virgil.
BBC was out like 2004?
That's like 2005? The same time span of them in there. Like in the same time. It is. It's
Chris,
like
it's
99.
It's 2023. Off
yeah, we're not talking
like
about
2014, 2015.
Virgil died before then.
No, Virgil just died last year.
Yeah, no, he died in 2020.
Was
he
it
died
2020?
In 2021.
21. 2 years.
A year and a half.
And he was really just starting to really blow. Pharrell and Kanye was what, 03, 04?
03, 04.
When he started wearing the dress the clothes with stuff, the Jordans. Like, he brought back the retro Jordans.
But you always got to look at Kanye, always wore the big stuff, though.
Nah.
Why? No.
He transitioned. His style never stayed the same.
Yes, he's always been the big stuff. He started with the big stuff.
Yeah, because that's what everybody was wearing.
Yeah.
He had the two polos.
He stopped wearing jerseys.
Yeah.
He killed
that's
jerseys.
When he stopped the jerseys.
He killed jerseys. And then he started getting into more sophisticated and mixing the
outfits.
Yeah,
more fashion-like stuff, you know what I mean?
What does that mean?
Fashion,
I think he's trying to articulate.
More fashion is meaning like I look at the critique what they're wearing, meaning big, small.
Yeah.
The fashion of my size, it doesn't look. It's more fashionable.
Oh, maybe because of who he is, because he wasn't trying to dress like
a
street rapper.
And you kind of pay attention to what you call it too, though.
Who?
Like the NBA. And like All-Star Weekend outfits.
You facts about facts. That. That's
because
like
you
James
look up
Harden.
The 2004 All-Star Weekend outfits. They look
just
like
saying.
Straight out of
giant chains, giant
it was
shirts,
big.
And giant Carol, jeans.
They went
and
big.
Giant
yeah, they all went big.
Yeah.
Not Tim Duncan.
But realistically, can you really say he's in fashion though?
Who?
Tim Duncan?
He did like one fashionable.
Tim Duncan and Stephon.
He did like one fashionable. And when I saw him, I was shocked.
Tim Duncan
it was older fashion.
He
was
on,
like 40s, like in his 40s. He had his hair up.
The only thing Tim Duncan ever wore that was fashionable was a suit. Anytime that he don't got on
that
a suit,
that nigga look like somebody.
No, home. What about
you
the time he had
from
on
the Virgin Islands?
He had the he had the zip up blazer with the with
how
the dreads. This is
older. He was older.
This is older.
This is when he retired.
That's the only time I really can say fashion, though.
But I'm just saying, you said a zip-up blazer.
The fuck is a zip-up blazer?
Nah, I can't count
that.
What
the fuck is a zip-up
blazer?
Wait a minute.
That is a new thing. I've never heard of a zip-up blazer.
A zip-up jacket. That's what he said. It was a zaddy
over
here.
Zaddy.
Let me show you why it was a zaddy. Let me
please.
Because
I know. Look,
it was
we
leather.
It, we got it on
it
tape
was
that
short.
You said zip up blazer.
What the fuck is a zip up blazer?
Yes.
Yeah, he literally said that. I was like, hold
okay.
on. It had to register.
I'm talking about a leather jacket. Okay.
All right, okay.
He had on a leather jacket.
He had on a zaddy jacket.
He had on a zaddy jacket. You feel me? With with dreads. You know, when I saw him, I didn't believe it was him.
Yeah, well, you
when
know.
I saw him.
But so, the outfit was still out of 2015.
It was 2020. It was better. That's what was so crazy. It was better than what I saw him.
So, we keep talking, bringing it to music, right? What, outside of music, who was setting fashion trends?
Allen Iverson.
Because of tattoos? And
I mean, everything.
The hip hop.
I mean, yeah, he did changed the dress code. Literally.
James Harden. I can say James Harden.
Ain't nobody wear that
know.
Shit.
James Harden dressed like he's just like a 70s singer. You know what I
mean? You have his shoe endorsement.
No one's wearing those.
I've never seen anybody wear shoes.
It's some.
You got a pair?
That's wearing it. I did get a pair when I used to hoop.
Because he's a doppelganger of James Harden.
You know what I'm saying? It's Carlos Miller, man.
They was cheap, so you know you can pick them up. You saying, but. Fashion wise, they're always going to look at James Harden, Trae Young, you know, those type of people because of what they wear on the regular day.
I think more Russ.
Yeah, I was about to say
you
that.
You got Russ,
Jordan Clarkson,
James, you got
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the freshest nigga in the league.
You said who?
Yeah,
Shai
yeah,
Gilgeous-Alexander.
Right.
I think it's Kuzma.
And then you got Jalen.
Kuzma.
You got Jalen.
Yeah.
Who? You got Jalen.
Green.
Jalen Green.
Because
wait,
of
which
what
one?
They wear.
It's like three of them.
Yeah, it's too many Jalen. Which
three.
One? The Boston? Yeah,
Boston
Jalen?
Houston.
Houston Jalen. Okay.
I don't know. They might dress nice, but do you really remember the outfits? I remember all the Russ outfits. I remember all the Kuzma's wild ass outfits.
You remember James Harden's outfits. Like the last one he just had was like a bubble coat with a. It was crazy. Like he had all the teams on his legs, pants.
That's not cool.
Like it's just a bunch of strange stuff.
Why is he dressed like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like he's like seeking attention.
They all are.
You know what I mean?
Add this. Free. Add this to your red flags. Chrome hearts.
Chrome
what the hell is Chrome Hearts?
What do you
it's
mean,
like
man?
This brand. Like
I'm about to say,
I've heard rappers talk about it. Yeah,
it's
I seen
it's
jeans,
just
right?
Like
it's nothing
badges.
But crosses.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
like crosses
like
on
badges.
It. It's jeans with crosses.
So
like
that's
stitched.
The Patasco
but
jeans?
But that been
yeah,
out
the
for
Patasco
a while, though.
Jeans.
So they're Patascos.
Yeah, Patasco jeans.
And they've been wearing them, too.
They be wearing NBA players wear anything.
Yeah.
I seen
but
Draymond
this one
wear some
had
shit.
Like James Harden had all of the teams on his like.
Why the
like,
fuck would he ever wear that?
And I was in shock
because he about to be a free agent.
I'm like, what are you doing?
So who else outside of like? Okay, so we talk.
I mean, those would be the two main things. It's either basketball or hip hop. Outside of that, I don't think that
we got realtors over here that do it ugly representing out here. Come on now.
You got my man Wayne.
So it's like. I feel like that's the main thing. Maybe you
they
can say movies.
I think movies.
What do you think about movies? What are you saying about movies?
Like it depends. Like the black movies, like a movie like Dope,
yeah.
Brought back the retro look for a little bit.
But how often do you get a Dope? That's like every 2 to 3 years.
That's how fashion works, though.
That's
it's all cyclical.
Even less.
Yeah. Because
I will say this though, honestly,
Dope was nice.
I really thought that. Like, and I kind of still dress like it today. I'm about to stop, but Bebe's Kids, seeing the my homeboy had the purple hoodie on with the hat on. Like, I wear hoodies and hats.
You too
still.
Damn old to be trying to dress like Bebe's
but
Kids.
But I'm just saying.
You ever seen Bebe's Kids, girl?
No.
Bebe.
This nigga here,
but
man.
I'm just saying, like,
that
was just a,
black people
I mean.
It was a look that I
first
liked.
First of all, Bebe's Kids is like a go-to, like, someone that's, like, hood and really knows, like, cartoons and animation and stuff. That's like you know that.
Nah,
you know
but he talking about the fit.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It really wasn't. I mean, realistically,
so,
I
mean, it was just
no
a,
fashion in Bebe.
No, I'm just
nah,
saying.
Just
but like he
look.
Had, a, like he had on the, he had
who
on
are we
the.
We talking about it,
the kid. No, the boy,
bad,
the
oldest
the,
one,
the baddest little, boy that
yeah.
had
the baddest one
that had on the hoodie and the hat.
But that's a regular, realistically.
I mean,
really?
It is, but
it's like the basic bottom.
Nah,
a lot of, but I'm trying to like it's regular to see it now, but for a long time,
it wasn't regular.
People
was,
oh,
that was the robbery.
I do though. Understand what you mean. Like you talking about shoes, hats, and sweat. And
what are we talking about,
hoodies.
Chris? He talking about the,
like
hoodie,
the hoodie
with
the
hat.
Yeah, that's what
hat.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like the
yeah.
all that matching up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You didn't have that in Maryland for a while. That was like a hard thing. But New York had that first.
I think, yeah, because they're trash.
I wasn't up in New York.
I think
you're right.
I think DMV wise, the worst trend was the highlighter colors,
like lime.
The high yellow, the tennis ball shoes with the socks and the sweats and the hoodies.
I just think that people
niggas used to go. I seen a nigga with a full outfit.
People were just overdoing it.
Yes. Like sweatsuit with the shoes and, like, and the shirt and the hat.
Short and all that.
I'm like, bro.
But that's just a, like, that's just a person that can't.
It was a summertime thing.
That's just a person that can't dress, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, like, if you just. Right there in the DMV, fam.
I mean, that's true. But it's just like. Cause but you realistically, have on a shirt you gotta that think just about it.
Summertime. Let my man finish his point.
Go ahead, my phone.
I'll just say, like, if you just got on, like, a shirt that has that as, like, an accent color and you got the shoes on, it's like the shoes bring out the color in the shirt.
Yeah, but,
but if you just got all that shit on at once, no.
You a fucking spotlight.
You look like
it's
a UFO.
It's an easy go-to, though.
That's a terrible go-to.
It is, though.
You, no,
it's
you,
very
but
easy
you know,
one.
You realize you have to kind of think to do that, but or put that on.
Let's think over-matching, if you wasn't like a fashion person, right?
Overmatching is bad dressing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is facts. But if you never was a fashion person and you're like, I'm
but
killing
really
the game.
Who's really a fashion person? You buy
men
shit based on what you see.
Men do things for, I want to look good. You know what I mean? I want to look good.
But if you like, nah,
but if you were never there and you're like, I just touched some new money. I just ran into some new new plug
man,
or something.
They were selling that shit at Former Mills.
But no.
But that's facts, though.
In all honesty, I would say nobody, like, people are into certain things, but nobody dresses the way that fashion is, like, telling people to dress.
Yeah.
Yeah. All, like, well, in the runways.
Have that shit ugly.
I'm just saying, like, if you, I mean, like, if you look at, like some of the shit
if
that
you look
they
at the
wear,
pieces, like, if you look if at, you a, look if you go at to a fashion
like,
show, half the time, the stuff that's in the fashion show is made just for the fashion show.
And you'll
that,
never
you'll
see
never
anybody
see it
walking
again.
Around
like,
with it.
My cousin did her fashion show at the museum a couple years ago, and the stuff that she had out there for her fashion show, and she had, like, 25, 30 models. I've never seen none of that stuff on her website.
I mean, but realistically, the fashion show.
We about to
is
take a shot every time this nigga say realistically.
not me.
No, for real. Fashion show is to promote my
it's
company.
To promote your brand.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the clothes.
My, it's not about clothes.
But, the,
but
no,
it's to show
a
your
fashion,
creativity.
A fashion
exactly.
show is about it's about being artistic.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily about. See, but that's the difference between like, but that's considered high class fashion.
You're right. High class fashion. You heard what you say?
Yeah.
High class. So what about the regular class fashion?
But I mean, there's so many different things, though. Because
so
like
the labels that people can afford emulate the high fashion stuff. They don't make it to the same quality, to the same degree, but it's all emulated.
You're right.
So for the regular man who can't afford this $6,000 dress,
you got the fourth. You got.
You can
got
go
the 400.
Find a $400 joint that kind of look like that.
And then
but
you got the
that don't mean
$80 joint that's close.
Exactly.
To that.
You fat.
Yeah,
that's
it's
fact.
A perfect example
is
if
you put
relax, my guy.
Right.
Perfect example. Yeezys, right?
Yes.
When they was at the top of they hype. Guess who copied them? Aldo's.
They did.
Same
they
thing.
Did.
Like,
but
yeah,
I mean,
that's a perfect example. Yeah. Like, you can't afford Yeezys, go to Aldo's. Get you some knockoffs.
Because
go get
like right
the
now,
knockoff Nike Yeezys.
Or the Nike Yeezys. I was about to say
that I had a pair of.
Or you had the
Nike was first though. Kanye saw that everybody was wearing the Roshi Runs joints and was like, I gotta copy this. He even said that. But definitely, like right now, these damn, like right now they got the shoes that look like the Ninja Turtle feet. Have y'all seen them?
I've seen them.
What?
It's like, it separates like your first two toes from
so
your upper three toes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like Ninja Turtle feet.
That's,
I've never seen those.
And you they got a heel on them.
I'm a little tired.
Huh?
I mean, I'm a little tired, bro. I'm falling.
Oh, well, you got to be in, man. You got to be interactive.
That's
why you
why
stay awake. That's
why he needs more drink.
Now he don't need no more drink.
Nah,
he fall asleep.
You right around the corner.
Shit.
This is the drink
yeah, so,
to get you more talkative.
Nah, it's probably just going to make me more tired.
So,
edit that out.
B, what's your favorite fashion trend? For yourself, not for other people. Cause you like to hit this. Yeah, I like this for this photography shoot. No, fuck that. What does Beast like to wear?
I like slim flick, slim fit colos, chinos.
Yeah, I need to paint.
Not just like regular khaki colors, but like different color, like muted color chinos. It just really depends also on like Like,
we're not talking about you going to a meeting. I'm talking about like when you about to go out and cut up. But
I think that he, I think he likes dressed down casual.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That.
Cause I seen that coat that you had on the other day, and you was like the arms wasn't long enough.
Yeah,
I still would have bought
it. They was long enough. You just folded them up.
Yeah.
But no, but you know what you do with that though?
What?
Or
you get it and get it altered.
No, you get you wear a shirt, a collared shirt that has long sleeves. And then you just let the you know the sleeve of the shirt.
The sleeve show, yeah.
They were really they were like that short.
That's fine.
That's perfect.
Perfect. You don't what you don't want. See, but that's fine. They still can work rock it out because for one, hold on. For one, if he's going out somewhere, he's not going to have the jacket on the whole time. The jacket is for you to be seen when you walk in and then you take the motherfucker off.
You are right.
So you didn't.
But if you have that much. That's too much. All right, let's think about this.
They this can't nigga. See what you're talking
they,
about.
Yeah, they can't even, they can't hear you. They can't hear you. They can't hear you.
No, we're not talking about
he was talking about this like nigga here, upper man. Wrist.
You talking so, about here or here?
I say
it was like about
long
right
sleeve,
here.
Yeah.
Long sleeve shirt. Yeah, long sleeve shirt, nice watch. It would have been good. Long sleeve shirt, nice watch.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I also didn't take into account the fact that I am tall, so I feel like I can get away with stuff like that too. Yeah. She's like, "Oh, he tall, you know what I'm saying? He can't find his size." It's just
that's the one. Because I'm the opposite. People's like, "Oh, you're so tall." I'm like, really, "I find anything I want."
Like about coat, the tall, man. Like I'll buy the short man would do that.
A coat and that bitch come midway down my fingers, and I hate it.
Yeah, I'm about to go back and get that coat, man. That joint was too fly.
First of all, if anything is a sleeve problem, you can always do something like cuff your your sleeve or cuff the jacket. It's open a wide.
Honestly,
there.
Cuff the
he
jacket.
He told that nigga to cuff a jacket sleeve.
It's always a way. You can put beads there, a watch there.
Yeah, you can do
anything.
Whatever.
No, I get that. I feel like, okay, if it was like
if it's
a little
like
shorter.
Right here, that's a problem.
I mean, I get that, but I'm saying like, so I keep that into account. If it's like maybe an inch shorter than my wrist, but this was like 3 inches, you
know. Put your hands in your pocket, in the pocket of the coat.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Shit, fuck all that. If I like that motherfucker, I'll make it work.
Yeah, I make it work. Yeah, you know me. If I like that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck where the sleeves at.
He
got
somebody.
Oh, give a fuck. You see?
I put that key in
that
motherfucker.
Can be in the closet
that
almost.
Got short
that big bitch be on my shoulder. You hear what I'm saying?
Nah, but for real.
I can almost have my arm out if I love that motherfucker.
You should go get it.
Yeah. I took a rack of pictures of that joint. Man, look at that.
What?
Man,
let me see this.
He do the same poses.
Let me see this.
He does
the same. I don't know any other poses. I don't know.
So what about you, Gail? What's your favorite? What's your favorite occasion to get dressy? Is it just to go out
it's not
or
bad
go to
at
a
all,
party?
These, for real. You see
just
how that
occasion?
Is? Yeah, like it's like say like what? Do you like wearing casual? Or do you like the regular urban wear?
Regular urban wear because I've never really had anywhere to go that's casual unless it was like a special event. But when I do a special event, you know.
He buy a suit and send it right back.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
That's terrible. That's my boy. I'm proud of him.
They be like, it got rings around the neck. That's because that's how
me.
I gave it to me like that.
Ain't got nothing to do
with
me.
That's why I'm bringing
me.
It back.
Exactly.
I was about to wear it and it's got
I'm glad that you pointed
it.
That out.
I personally don't hate. I don't like wearing like suits and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I hate dressing.
I mean, I'll do the casual.
I like
just
the, I like the like in between.
I like sweats, bro. I don't even
I understand
do you know,
that,
do you
but
know,
why
like,
don't you like
so comfortable
dress? Okay, I understand.
But you know, honestly,
is it because it's uncomfortable down there? I'm
I've never liked
uncomfortable.
Is it uncomfortable?
No, I never liked wearing. Even when I was a kid, that shit is uncomfortable. Okay. And back then, you know, as a kid, everything was baggy. It was out there looking like what's his name, Freddie Jackson.
First of all, you know I look crazy out of everybody.
Oh, we seen you had the
I used to have everything on before everyone. You see what I'm saying? Church stuff. I used to pull out all the church stuff first. You know,
ain't
what
nobody
mean?
Worse ain't than my no. man Harold Penner though.
I used to pull up
Harold Penner.
I wasn't trying to say his name.
My man
Carlton,
look,
man.
Carlton, look. First of all,
hey,
I was almost
Friday
like Carlton.
Suits.
but I was more smoother. You see what I'm saying?
He was definitely Steve Harvey of Parkdale.
He was, though. And what was so funny, Carlton used to hit me. You know that, right?
He used to hit
Carlton
you,
used
huh?
to hit my
dick. Hold on,
hit
oh,
you?
I
was
say, wait,
oh,
what?
Yeah. He used to hit you?
Tell me.
I don't know what y'all mindset is going. Let's keep it straight here.
Oh, keep it straight, all right.
I bet he did. Let's keep, man, hold on. Let's keep it straight. I don't know where your mind's going.
How straight, though?
Nah.
Let's Chris keep it straight.
Chris used to dress like Denzel Washington, the preacher's son.
Look. Look. I used to pull up to the club and have all types of weird shit on. You see?
Nah. I remember you had like, that polo with
the like,
slacks.
I'd be like,
damn,
look, I'd be so pissed off. Look, I pull on, pull up, and I'm like, damn, Gail, you got me out here with church clothes on. Like, I'm out here with like
that's
slacks.
Because, that's
nah,
because they used to make
and
us
some loafers.
That's
like, what
they
are you
be,
doing right now?
Say,
yeah.
But that's because they used to be strict with the dress code.
It
back
was.
Then.
It was
nah, nowadays, niggas go in this club with sweatpants on
the
and
thing is,
Yeezys.
Your best bet was not to go online and read the dress code to the club.
Never.
Just
never
go
do that.
What
that's
you
what,
wear.
Exactly what we did. Man.
That's exactly
every
what we
single
did.
Time. So I used to pull up in some church and Bible study stuff. And now I would look at them and I'd be like, man, I'm looking so
good. We do the dress. The dress shirt, jeans, and the t-shirt.
Exactly. I had on dress clothes.
Like, y'all
I'm
brought
going
a deacon to the club.
I used to we about to have a Bible
clothes.
Study after.
Nah,
yeah,
we
clothes.
Did kill it one time. Remember that one time?
Oh, yeah.
I had on the cardigan, yeah. The striped joint with the white dress shirt and the tie.
Yep.
And you had on the, what, the burgundy shirt with
the
gray pants?
With the gray chinos, yep.
Yeah, we was killing it, man. Watch yourself, man. Nah, that shit used to be fine.
Big killing it.
What's what was your best club outfit, Gil?
I ain't really have the best club outfit because the only time I went to the club was like 10 years ago.
Bitch, you was at Brooklyn like
that ain't the club, fool. Man, that's a lounge.
When I had an all-black band security. I got more women in a security outfit than anything I've ever worn to the club.
You always going to get more women being a security guard. You ain't going to get no women being regular niggas standing without a table. Gotta have a table to get women at the club.
See, you should
have
gave me these tips before I was.
I just learned shit.
I'm just like, damn, I'm standing over here chilling. They calling me over to their club.
You want to take a shot? You want to take
exactly,
a shot?
Exactly. Like, huh, check this. I'm like, I'm on the clock. She's like, drink it. I'm not going to tell on you. Just drink it. Just
look
drink
the
it.
Camera. It just ain't sitting there looking at you like, go ahead and drink it.
So what's your go-to, Beast?
What's your go-to fit?
Oh, at man. The,
at, for an outing.
Or a club, or a date, or both.
Man, I feel like I'm so far removed from looking good.
Just thinking out here reflecting.
I mean, mm-hmm. I like dressing up. I enjoy dressing up. Like, not, like, you know, like, not overdressing, like, not wearing, like, a suit. Mm-hmm. But I like having, like, you know, a nice, like a wool overcoat or a trench coat, some nice pants,
oh,
nice little shirt,
coat.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nice
I'm thinking about buying
like
one, a trench coat.
And what color?
Sorry. I don't know yet.
Oh, my bad, man.
Oh, no, you good.
I'm thinking, I want a brown one.
I'm about to say, because the one I have is like wool. I want to get a one that's kind of more like a raincoat material. I got to check. Come on, my father did. I might think he got one. I'm about to go.
I like casuals. It just... Ever since I gained weight, I just like, I can't.
Nigga gained weight. Hey, he 140 pounds now.
But that's a true thing, though. Because I'm like, I hated it. Because, like, having your shirt tucked in and you got a gut and tits. Like, I don't like that shit. It don't look as clean.
If you slim, like, it don't look
when it's
clean.
Like, your clothes lay better. But I do kind of like, I'm going to call it, like, hipster casual. Where it's like you said, like, the chino pants. But, like, maybe, like, some, not necessarily, like, dress shoes, but like some casual type tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice shirt, maybe a sweater.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Ever since I started coaching, like fashion really ain't been what I was into anymore. I wear sweatpants like every day. Shorts.
Sweatpants is the hardest thing for me to buy.
Dang.
Because of my height.
Yeah. You gotta get a child's extra large, fam. And
nah,
stop playing around.
That's too bad. That definitely ain't gonna work. Because like the medium be too tight, large be too big. So So they need to sell sweatpants. Yeah, they need to sell. They need to sell sweatpants like jeans. I need a 34-30 in gray sweats.
You know, actually, like thinking back on that question about what I would wear, cause like I'm really about to go get this coat, and I think getting this coat will definitely like slowly get me back in that headspace of caring about my fashion. But as far as like just if I got a date or going out, like I like having like some slim fit chinos with a long tailed shirt. Yeah, like a long tail fitted shirt, t-shirt or whatever like that. Gotta show off the guns, you know? and then have on a necklace. Gotta have the accessories, a watch, gold watch preferably. And I wear these glasses too if I'm wearing glasses because I got the little Malcolm X looking, you know, design in it. Have a little fade.
Trying to look studious
then,
and shit.
Then, for real, and it depending on what I wear, I always think about like the type of cologne I wear too, because I really love cologne.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you got your everyday type of colognes you can wear every day, but then you got some that just match with certain outfits, and you got your seasonals, all that good stuff. So,
So,
is a hat a necessary accessory to your fit?
I would say it depends.
Because I say
hat.
We know Chris, I always want a hat.
But I say hat and hair. So it's like either a nice hat or like, you know. Because sometimes it may be weird, but like if you real dressed up, sometimes like having slightly messy hair. Like, it's a little messy, but not too messy. It, like, brings, like, a balance to the outfit.
Because it's not too neat.
Yeah.
So, for me, right, it depends on how my hair is. You know what I mean? If it's long, is it short, is it shaped up today, am I lined up today? You know what I mean? So, for me, you know, like, I might wear a hat if... I don't feel that my hair is up to par. You know what I mean? Like, for me, I can move my hair with my hands. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can adjust and do all that. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends on what that necessity you
know
are.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, for me,
you
like,
you trying
a hat,
to say ethnicity?
Yeah, that's what I just said. necessity you are. So, at the end of the day, like, depends on the hat and outfit and color you wear. Okay. You know what I mean? That's why I throw on a hat most of the time, because I might not have my hair shaped up today, or I'm feeling like I might be stressed out this week, or you know what I mean? If I'm stressed out, you know, I might not have that much hair as I had last week. You see what I'm saying? That's for me, you know what I mean? But that's just being realistic. But realistically, it depends on what you're wearing today, what shoes you want to collaborate with that jeans, and what shirt you want to collaborate with that shirt, and then what hat, you know, all that comes together.
Yeah, slow down. You know, you just said that shirt, you're gonna collaborate with a shirt, right?
Yeah, and then you go down your shirt, and then you have your jeans, and then you have your shoes. You see what I'm saying?
Thank you for clarifying it.
But you know, I'm sorry, I like the brim hats.
I do too.
What do you mean by that brim hat?
Like the shit hat that got the brim that goes all the way around.
Oh,
the futures.
Yeah.
Oh, futures. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, the brim all the way around.
Yeah.
Like
Cam Newton joints.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because it's not a fedora.
You said Cam Newton.
He had the
fedora. Small. Yeah.
The fedora.
You talking about a regular big gallon hat, kind of sort of.
Oh yeah, I didn't know it was called gallon.
I don't know. I think I call it like the cowboy hat.
But it's not quite a cowboy hat.
It's not. I only call it a cowboy hat because you're not looking at caps or anything no more.
Okay.
So now you all the way around. It's like a cowboy.
So what about you?
I mean, I still wear hats even when I get a haircut. So I guess it's just part of my normal fit. But
I do it too.
Yeah, it's like even
when
I get
conscious about your head size.
I don't know what it is. I'm just so used to having a hat with every outfit.
I mean, it depends if you have hair or not. You know what I mean?
It's not true. Go ahead, girl.
What? I don't know. I forgot what I said.
We were talking about, you said you wear hats even if you.
So got that's just your favorite accessory.
Yeah, it's
to
just
your
my ex, it has, it just goes with every fit. So I guess I'm just used to wearing hats.
What about
you?
Oh
yeah, that's really a thing.
What?
Like, are hats something that you
frequent?
Yeah, like if my hair isn't like shaped up or whatever like that, then I wear a hat. But sometimes I just even like just wearing like the little fitted hat or like the hat that Chris got on, but just backwards, but with the little
hats.
Space. Yeah, the dad hats, but with the little strap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do like those, but the hat that you mentioned with the brim, that's something that I've been thinking about like a lot lately. It's like, man, like every time I see somebody with it on, especially like if they like in shape, like I always think about like picture myself with that in certain clothes. Like if it's like a fitted dress shirt or whatever like that, you know, muscles popping and stuff, then I think about stuff like that. But or if it's like a, if I got like an overcoat on, like a overcoat and like some Chelsea boots. Yeah.
Like and you know, like I my thing is, as y'all always like to talk about when it comes to me, like my inconsistency with my hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I can't buy one and then, because them joints ain't cheap.
Not at all.
So it's like, if I got hair and I buy one, if I cut my hair, that motherfucker ain't going to fit. But if I buy one and then grow my hair, I could probably just sit on top and see what it look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wear hats.
But then you can always sell it though, right?
It's been little, boy.
Man, who's buying a used hat?
Right.
Man, people hat, buying all kinds of stuff these days.
I'm never going to buy a hat.
Fuck around,
you know. I can't. Like, that, I feel like it's dirty to me. I can't really.
Dry clean the joint. Can't you just clean it or stuff like that?
What do you mean by buy a hat off a person?
The only thing that I will say though, because I did work at Lids, is that motherfuckers come in there and try on hats.
So it's the same thing essentially. Yeah.
Trying on a hat. The nigga,
I mean,
sweating
and
shit.
That's totally different, man. Trying on the hat, too. Sweating on it all day long. And you passing me down. I can't do it.
I try every year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do the hats.
I can't do the hats. Because realistically, for
me. You got a hat on right now.
I do the hats. They have to be brand new.
No, I'm just talking about in general. For me,
they can't be used. They can't.
I try dad hats. I try. Well, the closest thing I could do to a hat is the little.
Your football helmet?
But you never been a hat person, though.
That's what I'm saying.
You never been a hat person.
And I don't care how my hair looks.
But you know, your head is big, but it don't look like it. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck you, bitch.
No, you really don't have a head, really. You have a face. You see what I'm saying? When you look at it, you like, oh, yeah, Cedric has a face. But really, what does his head look like?
Even, like, you were just starting to grow your hair out.
You couldn't fit
no hats at my
because you
job.
Really didn't have
but
a
I was
head.
Looking for snapbacks instead of just getting regular fitteds.
You didn't have a but head, even like you had texture, great yeah. texture, great head.
Always
I mean,
good
no,
great
no homo.
No homo.
Always had good hair.
You see what I'm saying? It's always been that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just ain't ever take care of it like I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
But I'm working on it. You know, but like, I don't know, just for hats, it just feels weird.
Like I said, my head is small. Like, with a haircut, I wear a 7 1/4 fitted.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm even smaller
so
than
that's,
that.
Jesus.
So, that's the third size up. You got 6 7/8.
Yeah, that's
seven,
crazy.
The 7 1/8. I'm damn eight? Near wearing a kid's hat.
Oh, yeah.
My head is small. Mm-hmm. My motherfucking nephew, 10 years old, chrome dome.
Yeah, I know. Man. I see that big head motherfucker. With his Nipsey Hussle braids.
I know.
His head is pretty big. My son, they used to go to my son and yours.
Yeah,
and your,
my nephew.
And your nephew used to go to the same school.
He's our nephews.
Stupid. Look
but
like
yeah,
be
so,
in the same class and everything.
Yeah.
What was I about to say? Cause we're really like kind of just dragging. Do you have anything else you want to add on to the list?
Oh, no. I mean, the other stuff is not necessarily, like, it's fashion, but not, like, clothes related. But I guess we would talk about trends.
Yeah.
So I was saying, like, the fake grills everybody was getting from the middle of the mall when Paul Wall came out.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying, people having the hip holster cell phone cases.
That's still a thing.
Yeah. Stop being a hater.
But, Chris looked like a nigga. That's
It used to be a
thing. Wait, the vertical or the horizontal ones?
Both of them.
But if you didn't have ringtones on your phone, you wasn't that man.
No.
And then when they had the callback tones so that people didn't hear the ring, they heard a song instead. You was really that nigga.
You really was paying your own bill because your parents won't pay for that.
You know I ain't had no paying for nothing, man. Yeah. If I had a phone, that means I'm paying for it.
Yeah,
that's about it.
I had my first real cell phone, I paid that bill.
Exactly. Like what?
And then the other two things I'll say is, like, I remember when I was in ninth grade, them drugs was expensive. I never had a pair. But the Francis Gabot.
That's back in the Jabroni J's and you had
uncultured swine.
You had the GBXs and shit back then. I used to have some GBXs. That was back in the classical days.
My mom was rocking that. Had me rocking that shit when I was young. I'm bringing them back.
I just had them last time y'all seen me. The hair shells.
The shells on the end of the bringing back GBXs?
No.
How the hell are you gonna bring back something that you can't find?
No.
Exactly. I was thinking about putting some stuff in my. I actually thought about dying.
Don't do it, but I might not.
I mean, what color are you going?
I was thinking about just getting
blonde.
Why would my black ass walk around with blonde?
I mean, you can pull it off.
Nah, you really could, brown.
Because you don't have bad skin and you don't have bad hair.
I mean, what are you talking about?
I was gonna just do one lock and do like a dark brown.
You're wasting your time.
Yeah, that's a waste of time.
I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, all honesty, the dark brown, you're not even gonna see it.
Yeah, because you don't have bad skin. I'm not.
I gotta scale up to like a color that everybody gonna see.
I'm not gonna do my whole head.
I'm gonna do one lock.
I'm just saying, just be. Oh, well, I'm gonna just say be mindful. Hey, Cedric, because when I was dying,
he said what?
You're living the dream.
What dream? My hair was always able to grow.
You was.
I just didn't take care of it.
We never. First of all, all of our hairs used to grow. Mm-hmm. We never got past the phase.
Yeah, it was hard to
get. That was a phase that we couldn't get past.
I ain't gonna do this. I can't hold on to it longer.
I can't do this bum look.
Yeah. I can't do this bum look.
Yeah, nah,
I'm surprised because if you wore hats all the time, it didn't matter.
Yeah. I didn't wear hats.
But that's what I used to hate. When we used to get out and I had a bush and I have a hat on and they were like, no hats inside. I'm like, oh no, I'm not going in.
Hell.
I got the motherfucking uncircumcised penis head.
I remember when me and Gil used to battle how fast our hair used to go.
Gil kept going.
I'd be like, damn, your hair's beating me by an inch.
It was.
Like, Gail would beat me but like a month. You hear what I'm saying?
This nigga
my
head,
hair would grow. His hair like would grow faster than mine like a month. And I'd be like, oh, you corner rolling your hair today?
Corner rolling your hair in this month?
I'm like, okay, bet. I'm going to corner roll my hair like 2 weeks after you.
But the thing about it, too, was, I mean, a lot of times, like for me, my hair curls up tight.
Oh, see.
So my hair be like my hair be long, but it won't look like it if
see,
it's in the
book. That's how me and Cedric didn't have that. See, Cedric, I used to cut Cedric's hair. So Cedric's hair used to shock me, tell you the truth, because I didn't think his hair was supposed to be that good.
Well, you know.
But his grain was pretty great.
I got great hair. Great fucking hair.
It was great.
Get around when I
had great hair.
Behind your mouth. Like what my status say? I'm a lover to rich women and a broke woman's dream.
So I would always compare my hair
and we're out.
To his.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Where were you at? You should have faded it out from there.
Minority Minds Podcast.